afternoon, here we are looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, the 11th of March, 2026, and we're into autumn. And yes. You're wearing a cardigan today, Jeanette.
Yes,
it's... And I've got a little scarf on, so, yes, we mornings feels... are getting quite cool, aren't they?
They are. It feels like autumn.
It does feel like autumn. So my name is Kay. I'm one of your readers, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And we're here in the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre, courtesy of the Corporation of the Town of Gawler. And we appreciate very much being able to use the space. And I'll kick off with 150 years ago. Burton and Taylor's Circus. Again, we are to have Mr. Burton, that ever-welcomed caterer for public amusement, in our mindset, in conjunction with Mr. Taylor, another great favourite with South Australians. Mrs. Burton and Taylor have for a short season been doing a grand business in the metropolis, and the show they have with them is immense, consisting of daring equestrians, among whom we notice that daring and intrepid horseman, Mr. George Hillam, the wonderful Japanese, accomplished gymnasts, and a clever company of trained horses, trick ponies, and educated dogs and monkeys. Well, That does sound like fun.
Yes. Your face says exactly what I'm thinking, hey?
Trained monkeys. Anyway.
I guess circuses were a thing of their time. When
they
people,
were.
Yeah. And
people needed that entertainment. Yes. They loved that exotica, I think.
Yes. And entertainment options were so much more limited then.
They were. Yeah. So. They didn't have cinema. They had...
No.
Come and listen to someone speak or go to a lecture. They didn't have TV or radio. Or they had newspapers. Yeah. But
for children, none of that was very entertaining. Yeah. So for children, a circus would have been fabulous.
Yeah, it would have been. We had circus camped outside of our property when I grew up at Teacher Gully. And they had elephants, apparently. I don't remember them. But after they left... Mum went and picked up mushrooms from there, and she said they were the biggest mushrooms she ever found because of the elephant poo. And it's like, I can't quite equate the one with the other, but never mind. She always insisted they were much bigger because they were on elephant poo.
Well, they would have grown well, I'm sure.
So, isn't it funny what you remember?
It is. So 100 years ago, water shortage.
Oh.
All along the west coast, over on the peninsula in the north, the water famine creeps nearer and nearer towards Adelaide. They are carting water in many cases for their stock and in some cases for household purposes. To leave a tap running is a crime and to spill a drop like sacrilege. So, of course, we've had a lot of stories in recent weeks about bad fires, and they must have had a really bad El Nino summer. La Nina. Always get the two mixed up.
El Nino's dry, La Nina is wet.
That's right, El Nino. Nino summer that year, because obviously...
It's been around a long time, but it's just that weather is not constant.
No.
It fluctuates. Yeah. And are we in the middle of a big fluctuation, or are we in the middle of... I think we are rapidly warming...
Yes.
More than we should be.
And with what's going on in the...
The Middle East.
Right now,
it's just crazy stuff.
Yes,
50 years ago, let's talk about something nice.
Yes.
Riverbank facelift proposals. Beautification of the riverbank adjoining Julian Terrace and Shivner Terrace has been proposed by Gawler Town Council's Parks and Garden Committee. A report recommending an extensive tree planting and levelling project to begin this year was tabled at Council's meeting last week. In the Apex Park and Julian Terrace areas, it was suggested that immediate action be taken to clean up old tyres, iron and refuse from the riverbed while it was dry. And it still looks quite lovely. They're gradually working on it, and it's a lovely space, and the trees are just magnificent.
They're wonderful, aren't they?
Oh, they are. They're just such a foresight of Schomburg to plant them.
Yes.
You know, 100 and whatever years ago.
Yes. Where Patrick works, when he's on cash register, he looks out, watches the birds outside, because the bird life from those trees in that area.
Yeah.
It's magnificent.
Yes.
We're very lucky to have this in the middle of our town.
We are. It's special.
It is. So 25 years ago, residential review to preserve town image. In a bid to preserve Gawler's best of town and country image, Gawler Council will undertake the largest residential review in two decades. While there's no shortage of land for suburban growth, there is a need to put a cap on new housing expansion in certain areas to ensure Gawler doesn't develop the urban sprawl of metropolitan areas. But it would have been about 25 years ago they brought the PALS in, which protected heritage areas in Gawler, so I don't know if that would have been part of that.
25, that's 2000.
It would be nice to see more green, dedicated green spaces.
We have this tendency to want to fill up spaces.
Mm.
And it just doesn't, it's not always necessary.
No.
I drove along North Terrace last night, first time I've driven along there for a long time. And you're just in this big, towering tunnel, you know? It's like a deep gorge of tall buildings. Now the Royal Adelaide and the Women's and Children's Hospital is extending down towards Port Road, and you just think, oh, my goodness, this is urban, like city sprawl.
We need to preserve green spaces for our well-being, everyone's well-being, plus animals and the parklands. There was so much wildlife in the parklands.
Mm. Oh, absolutely.
And having wildlife in the middle of your city is a wonderful thing to have.
Well, I went to Gluttony last night. Walked down through, and you're watching the birds flying in and out, and thinking how they're disturbed by that nighttime use of our spaces. So, 10 years ago, changing futures. Changing her future was the agenda for this year's local International Women's Day event, where organisations gathered to empower and support women living with domestic violence. Gawler's International Women's Day Committee Chair, Prue Blackwell, said it was humbling to see local women come together to work to reduce the prevalence of family violence. And so it continues. Yes. Family violence, well, I think it's getting worse.
I think there's a lot more pressures, and pressures lead to violence.
Yeah.
So,
it does. So that's a bit of a down note to finish it. So let's just think about the riverbank facelift.
Yes.
And we'll speak to you next week.
Until next week.
Until then, Jeanette.
For all life's signs.